We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What does confronting your fears sound like? Well, like that. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Share with us, if you dare, how you confronted your fear and how you tackled your fear and maybe even overcame it.
Right. Welcome to a beautiful day. Sunny skies and highs in the low 70s. So that audio is from a couple of years ago when we were announcing KSON Country Fest artists that were coming to town. And the whole staff decided it would be great for me to face my fear of balloons by popping them with the scissors, and the name of the person who was coming next would fall out of the balloon. It was terrifying for me. However, yeah.
So we had the artists that were coming to Country Fest mm-hmm. Christmas
yes.
in the balloons. We
right.
didn't know who they were. It was a way of making it suspenseful and fun.
Yeah.
And also
and almost kill me. Whatever.
Vibe on Tammy's biggest fear of balloons popping in her face. And this is actual audio. People to this day are angry that we made you do this.
Well, I agreed to do it. I didn't
Thank
have
you.
To. Let's,
I was going to say, please preface this by yes. saying you were not bullied into this.
I was not. I decided I would try to do it. It just didn't go like I thought yeah. it would.
So, for example, if someone put a rat on my head, I would be reacting the same way Tammy mm-hmm. was.
Like what happened when we brought the rat in the studio for Halloween one year.
I completely blacked that out. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, this is the audio that caused a lot of people to be angry with us, but it really showed, or at least you can hear Tammy mm-hmm. confronting her fears.
Oh! Oh.
It's Granger Smith! Yeah.
Please tell me there's only one left. Ah! Oh my god, here's my... Like a balloon can hug me. Is this the last one?
The last one.
Okay.
It's Lee Bryce!
I mean, if I hadn't have seen it with my own two eyes, yeah. I would have thought that was a complete fake.
Nope, I was terrified. I was sweating. It was awful. My palms and my hands were all clammy and red.
You can actually see it for yourself. Relive the magic on our KSON Facebook page. Remember, please remember, Tammy agreed to that.
I do. So I agreed to do it. Did I regret it halfway through? Oh, absolutely.
I think you regretted it before it even started.
I have to tell you, I overcame a fear of balloons, I think.
What?
I think I did. Last weekend, I was at my neighbor's Halloween party. It was under the sea. So you went through the pirate ship, and then you went in into the dance area, which was like underwater. And they had all these cool, clear balloons with lights on the inside. And not once did I go, oh,
wow.
It's
well,
a
good
balloon.
Because
you know, that's really embarrassing as an adult that you like get near balloons and you go,
I don't know. I saw a mouse run under a garbage can a couple days ago. I think I broke a glass. I screamed so loud. 833-287-1037. How did you overcome your fear? I used to be afraid of heights. I jumped off an airplane. I'm not afraid of heights anymore. 833-287-1037. Yeah. Years ago, a tandem jump, and it completely cured me of being afraid of heights. They don't bother me at all anymore.
Wow. That's crazy.
833-287-1037. How did you overcome your fear? What was it? And how did you do it? John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON. Well, we all heard Tammy confronting her fears and how well that went for her. Popping balloons. Who knew?
I knew.
Against, check out Facebook, our KS1 Facebook page. That video is on there. It's just as funny now as it was then. And Tammy agreed to it.
Yes,
let's
I
remember
did.
That. Mm-hmm. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. And we're looking to hear what your biggest fears were and how you overcame them.
Right. Confronting your fears is, I mean, it's something that helps us grow, right? And I realized after a Halloween party I attended over the weekend that I never once got freaked out when the balloons came and touched me, because I'm afraid of balloons.
When the balloons came and touched
you know,
me, did you
know, they're moving around.
Said?
I know.
Oh, I
they
get
move
it.
Around and they touched me and it didn't scare me. And I thought, oh my gosh, maybe I've overcome it.
Very good, Tammy. We're happy. Happy you've overcome them. 833-287-1037. Heather is in La Mesa. Heather, you say overcoming your fear was something that was very embarrassing for you?
Getting over it was embarrassing. My fear is of heights. I'm terrified of heights.
Okay. Lots of people are there. I'm with you, too.
Okay. So my son, who is 23 now, but was 7 or 8 at the time, was a lot like his mom, just kind of afraid of things he hadn't tried. So he wanted to ride the sky buckets at the Del Mar Fair. And we get in line, and he goes to get on, and he chickens out. I'm like, babe, no. No, come on. And I get on the sky bucket, and about 10 seconds in, my whole life flashed before my eyes.
What is the sky bucket? Is that like just the big Ferris wheel thing? What is that?
No, gosh, no. The Ferris wheel isn't as bad. The ski lift that goes from one end of the Del Mar Fair to the other.
Oh, like the ones they have at the zoo in SeaWorld? The tram?
Completely open, totally exposed, no seatbelts. I'm dying. I just haven't done it yet. So I'm wearing flip-flops, and my feet are so clenched they start cramping. Oh. My son is having a great time. I'm sitting there, with, like, he's trying to wave at people, and I'm like, Don't move. Please don't move. Please don't move. It was so bad. When I got off at the other end, the attendant offered to call an ambulance.
Oh, honey.
I was so pale.
Oh, honey.
Did you overcome that fear of heights, or are you still terrified?
No, but he did.
But, okay, he did. Good.
There you go.
He tries new things all the time now.
That's perfect.
I can actually hear your anxiety as you're retelling that story. This is no
shaking.
Joke.
I was terrified. It was horrible.
Such a
but
great
my
story.
Husband still, this was years ago, and I still hear about it.
Tammy's very afraid of heights as well, and I know that because we were going when we came here to interview for the job that we have right now. We took a little touristy drive to Cabrillo National Monument, and as you're going up that cliff, Tammy is all of a sudden in my lap. I'm like, "What's going on here?"
I wasn't in your lap. I got down on the floor.
Okay,
I got down on the floor.
She would not look out the window. It was insane.
Yeah, your lap is higher. You have to get lower.
Down on the floor, on the floorboards.
All right, thank you for your call. Take care.
No problem. Bye.
833-7-1037. Mark's in Mira Mesa. Mark, what is your fear that you want to overcome, or have you overcome it?
Well, I overcame my fear of heights. Actually, fear of falling, because I, like you, went skydiving. And so that kind of got my whole fear of that taken care of. But I did want to be on Tammy's side for just a second about the whole balloon thing.
Okay.
Because I do mobile DJ work as well, and there was one time that I was setting up, and they were blowing up balloons, and they would pop them every once in a while. I literally paid somebody $50 to stop blowing up balloons until I could, like, leave the room.
You forked out $50 cash?
They were setting up a wedding, and they were blowing up balloons right next to me, and of course, every once in a while, they would pop one.
Sure.
I literally said, look, I will give you $50 if you stop blowing up balloons.
Wow. I totally get you, dude. I totally get you.
Thanks, Mark. Take care, pal.
Anyway, you guys take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.